AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hillary Clinton, a former First Lady, U.S. Senator, and Secretary of State, is expected to make her 2016 presidential candidacy official today. She's releasing an online video followed by small events with residents of early voting states in the days ahead. Yesterday, supporters held a Ready for Hillary rally in New York City.
This packed Lower Manhattan restaurant, they chanted her name and sang her praises.
I have been ready for Hillary since I first met her back in 1992. I found her to be an extraordinary person, a gifted leader, and a force for change.
New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney also says,
but I have never been as ready for Hillary as I am today.
Many here say they will continue to volunteer for Clinton, and some are hoping to get jobs with the campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
The Clinton candidacy came up at a post-summit of the Americas News Conference in Panama on Saturday.
She was a formidable candidate in 2008. She was a great supporter of mine in the general election. She was an outstanding Secretary of State. She is my friend. I think she would be an excellent president.
The highlight of the summit in Panama City came when President Barack Obama held an historic meeting with Cuban President Raul Castro, in which Obama said they had an honest discussion about their differences.
We are able to speak honestly about our differences and our concerns in ways that I think offer the possibility of moving the relationship between our two countries in a different and better direction.
President Obama returned to Washington late last night. This is AP Radio News. The black motorist killed by a white police officer in South Carolina was buried Saturday. One of those attending the funeral said he had fond memories of Walter Scott when they attended high school together.
Just being in the cafeteria lunchroom, cracking jokes, real funny guy. You know, always upbeat.
The minister who conducted the funeral at the church where Scott worshiped told friends and family Scott was shot in the back by a racist cop. But authorities have not said whether race was a factor in the fatal shooting. The Scott family attorney says they aren't going to let this case boil down to just racial issues because he says it's bigger than that. Activist Al Sharpton is expected to preach at a church in North Charleston before attending a vigil later Sunday for Walter Scott. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.